something every week. Louis van Gaal's army! Louis van Gaal's army!
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And boy, this is going to be a tough one. Bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond. Devastating loss to Tottenham. Can't even believe it. We're going to jump right into the manager's post-game presser.
My message was the same message of the supporters. The message that the supporters gave to the players was my message. It was the same. When you play the way you play, when you create what you create, when you miss the chances that we missed, when at half time everybody was frustrated but totally convinced that was going to win the match. I'm sorry, you have to tell me what is the most important thing, because I don't know. Because when I win matches, I come here many times and you are not happy that I won matches, and you say that the most important thing is the way of playing.
I'm just asking about the defender.
No. You have to make a decision in relation to that, because I need to know from you what is the most important thing. If it is to play well or if it is to win matches. If it is to play offensively or is to play for a certain result. Today we were aggressive, we pressed high. Tottenham couldn't make two passes coming from the back. They made lots of mistakes because of our pressure high. We project the full backs. We had Valencia and Luke Shaw arriving in dangerous positions. We missed goals with an open goal. We lost last season here against Sevilla, and we were booed. Because we deserve. Because we were not good. Because we were not dangerous enough. Because Sevilla deserved to win the match. We were booed. And deservedly. And today the players, they left the pitch after losing at home, and they were applauded because they deserve it. So you keep trying and trying and trying and keep trying and keep trying.
Is it not a bit of a distraction?
Okay,
yes.
Now, just to finish, do you know that what was the result? 3-0.
You lost
3-0. 3-0. Do you know what this means? 3-0. But also mean 3 premierships. And I won more premierships alone than the other 19 managers together. 3 for me and 2 for them. Respect, 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 man, respect, respect.
There you go, sir. How we doing? How we doing?
You heard it from the boss himself, RESPCT. Find out what it means to me, Mourinho. New press tactics, kind of jumping out of the press conference, demanding some respect. He went with an interesting angle post-game, talking about his players were giving it all. It was an unfair result, not justified. Either way, tough pill to swallow. Mourinho trying to light a fire at the press conference. I kind of like that tactic.
Dude, I appreciate the passion. You know, I think this team showed a lot more passion than it did against Brighton. I think, unfortunately, we didn't finish, and the defense let us down. You know, you can blame Mourinho for some of that. Starting Herrera in the back three, as many would call that questionable. But, dude, we looked like to be on the front foot for a lot of the game. We needed to finish off some of our chances in the first half.
Big Luke, looking at you.
Big
Open
Luke,
net.
I mean, Big Luke. Mach had a good chance. Fred had a good chance.
Hey, well, let's break down. Let's try to take ourselves back in time. Lineup came out. It was a 3-5-1-1 of all lineups here. We had Jones, Smalling, Herrera playing center back, right center back. Obviously, Dave saves the net. Then we had Fred, Matic, Pogba in the midfield. This is the midfield we've been waiting to see. Those three kind of should be dominant against Tottenham. And we had Shaw on the left wing, Valencia on the right, Lingard playing number 10, Lukaku up top by himself. I saw this lineup come out. I was like, what is going on? Herrera's playing center back. What did you think, sir?
Sir, we certainly didn't pick it. Neither of us got the lineup right.
I don't think anyone did.
No, I don't think anyone did either.
Especially Jones and
Smalling. I wasn't sure if Matic was going to play center back or was it Herrera. But hey, man, back three, it certainly unlocks some things in preseason that, you know, glimpses we look pretty good. But I was hopeful.
I thought back three was the right call. I thought it was great to see Matic in the lineup. Jones and Smalling just kind of made me a little nervous there. And then you had Herrera playing center back. Yeah, I just didn't. It's not his position. That's not where he should play. And I kind of thought, what is Jose doing? Maybe if this pays off, we'll look great. Either way, this is some FIFA stuff right here, sir. Yeah, this kind of looked like a FIFA team. Jose Mourinho switching it up on Pochettino.
He's certainly not happy with the performance of the team after the Brighton game. So I think he was trying to, you know, let's get Matic back into the fold. Let's get Valencia back into the fold. Clock is ready to start. Lingard's ready to start. Herrera, hey, you want to play center back? Because I guess Baye's hurt. Doesn't have any confidence in Lindelof. Herrera, we need a back three against Spurs.
Yeah, Sanchez on the bench with injury. That was one player that I was disappointed not to see, as well as Martial just left out completely. We'll get to that a little later. But let's just jump right in here, break down the first half. In the first minute, United have a great chance. We come out firing. Fred has an awesome look on goal on his right foot, but he kind of falls down as he hits his shot, misses it wide right. United looking dangerous for the jump. The energy was there. Coming out in front of the home fans, the crowd was in it, and I thought, we're going to get Tottenham here. Easy.
No, it felt like it, sir. In the first half, we looked like we were really going for it. It looked like a United team that was trying to score goals, right?
Yeah, attack, attack, attack. That's what we want to see at Old Trafford. Jose literally went for it here, unfortunately.
I mean, you couldn't argue they didn't go for it, right? Because, like, if you look at the mentality of the players, obviously what they were told in the team talk, they looked like they were trying to score. They look like they weren't just sitting back waiting for their chances. So,
speaking of trying to score, 16th minute, huge chance. Danny Rose, mate, terrible back pass to Hugo Lloris. Lukaku picks it up, dances by Lloris, wide open net on his right foot, and curls it past the far post. I want to say less than a foot. Heartbreaking stuff from Lukaku. That's 3 in 3 games. Big chances. He hasn't hit the mark. We need our number 9 to be putting this away because we're up one goal. It changes the whole dynamic of that game. Crowd's behind us, and we look great in that first 16 minutes. So if he picks up that goal, I could see us winning this game.
Dude, we would have won this game. You get that 16th minute goal, and they, I think, assuming they don't just completely go back and pack the bus, I think Spurs were there to fall apart. They were ready to be taken advantage of. The game was there to be had. It's just that, like, those big chances, bro, that's the difference between good teams and great teams. And at the end of the day, Spurs took every chance they needed to take, they took in this game, and we didn't.
And obviously, we kind of gave them a few chances. One of those being the 24th minute, Matic kind of caught looking around De Gea with an out ball to him. He gets dispossessed. Dele Alli is then one-on-one Chris Smalling, who kind of falls down the turf. Dele Alli can't make up his mind if he wants to pass to Harry Kane. And Smalling, with a great challenge, stops Dele Alli in his tracks, 6 yards from goal. But again, huge mistake coming out of the back, playing out of the back again for United. And Matic with an easy giveaway, something I've never seen him do in a United shirt. So scary stuff at the back.
No, I've never seen that from Matic. To be fair, someone put him onto it was a bad pass either from Jones or Smalling. He had two defenders around him. Probably wasn't a good pass to make, but you're right. Matic always finds a way to get rid of the ball, but he's coming off an injury. He's not really in form at the moment. Not a lot of guys looked in form other than our boy Luke Shaw, who was just ripping it up all night.
Yeah, Luke Shaw was hot fire on the left-hand side. Something that, I mean, hey, new signing, you can say it. pump for Luke Shaw. He had a great game, but again, him having a great game, United having a terrible game. Moving on, 34th minute, big chance from Paul P. He had a right-footed curling shot, save by Lloris. Pogba seemed to get right in that position above the box. That's where you want him. He had, like, I think it's 3 shots in this game from that position. So whatever we were doing was working, getting Pogba forward, getting him into space, and then getting him the shot from a dangerous area.
And that's where you want to see Paul Pogba shooting the ball, right? And, dude, I liked where I saw the players playing for the most part, at least in the first half. You know, Fred was playing a pretty advanced role. Pogba was playing a pretty advanced role. Shaw getting forward. Valencia not so much because Shaw was doing such a good job pressing forward. But that's what we want, bro. It's like, those are our dangerous players. Then that's without having Lukaku and Sanchez firing. Yeah. So, sure, that's good. I mean, that's definitely something that we hadn't seen the first two games.
Hell of a first half. We went in, I think Pogba had another great chance in the 44th minute. We went in the better side. We had more opportunities. We were asking more questions of Tottenham. Short of our just blatant defensive errors, we were the better side. I thought it was only a matter of time till we got a goal. Halftime, I don't think there were any adjustments to make, given that was the fact. I mean, it was amazing Herrera survived as long as he did at center back. Did pick up a yellow in the 19th minute, so his temper, he's kind of going in hard on Tottenham, and that could cost us going in the second half, which it eventually did. Although we had a great 45, I think it's a tale of two halves here. The second half,
not so much ours, sir.
Not so much ours. In the 50th minute, just like Brighton, goal, Harry Kane, header from the center of the box, the bottom right corner, Jones like a ghost.
What you doing, bro?
Doing nothing on him. This was assisted by Kieran Trippier from a cross, coming from a corner. Again, set pieces, United sleeping, easy goal for Harry Kane. It is a goal you rarely see scored because he's usually marked in that situation.
And it's Harry Kane's first goal against Manchester United. So that's also another first. But schoolboy defending from Jones, I don't know if he was carrying an injury. That was the rumor, but it was dreadful. Dreadful, didn't even get up, and also left Kane with everything to do. He had a great goal, to be fair, but you got to do better defensively. 1-0 down, bro.
Similar to Brighton, it's like deja vu, 52nd minute goal. Lucas Moura, the balding former PSG winger.
PSG bench player, bro.
Bench player, yeah, that's right. Right-footed shot from the center of the box, assisted by Eriksen, kind of pulled it back to him. Herrera could have done better here. Again, just snoozing two goals in 2 minutes in the last two games, and you're just giving away points at this point. Defensive errors, like you said, schoolboy stuff, United sleeping on set pieces, and goals that you are used to not seeing in the EPL. Maybe Burnley, you know, maybe the Brightons of the world will give these up, but we're making Tottenham look pretty good here. Our defense in shambles. It Manchester United.
Sir, I mean, this play was bad because we had a lot of players forward. I think they wanted to respond with a goal, right? So they were pressing players forward. The wind wasn't completely knocked out of our sails yet. But Matic got caught out pretty bad because Shaw left it exposed because he was pushing forward. And then Herrera didn't make a tackle. Dude, we made Lucas Moura look like fucking Neymar in this game.
World-class mate.
Yeah, Lucas Moura was like a chump,
300 bro. Million pounds.
Yeah, dude, he's like a Spurs wannabe all-star, but our defense made him look like an absolute stud today. So that's inexcusable. And two goals in 2 minutes, bro. It's like hard to bounce back from that. I don't care who you are.
In the last two games, let alone. All right, so Jose goes into emergency mode after this. 55th minute sub, Alexis on for Herrera. Interesting why Alexis didn't start. Would have liked him to see him out there. But he's subbing him in the 55th minute. So 58th minute, Lindelof coming on for Phil Jones, really? Lindelof coming on to solve our defensive problems?
Another injury, bro. Jones with another injury.
I know Jones is injured, but is Lindelof the best we can get? Why don't we put Fellaini back, center back?
We might have to.
60th minute, long ball into Lukaku. This is a great chance. He heads it back into the path of Lingard. And guess who? Alderweireld puts Lingard off. A great chance in the box. That could have we easily could have got one back there. But, you know, like I said on a few pods ago, might as well buy Alderweireld because you don't have to play against him. And he had a hell of a second half. That easily could have been the difference if we bought him and put him into our side. Tottenham didn't have him. Could have been the difference in this match here, actually.
Dude, it could have been, you could argue, could be like all three of these goals we wouldn't have given up. You can't see, it's hard to say, it's conjecture. But at the end of the day, dude, Alderweireld played a great game. Showed
at least two chances he stopped that. Dude, I thought United could have scored on.
Great chances, great defending by him, bro. He's a great defender. He's the best defender on the field that day. So showing Woodward what we missed out on, bro, we need it, man. Our defense has no fucking spine to it because De Gea is a great goalie, but I don't know if he's not going to pull those center backs together and have them perform up to a level that we need them to. So we're looking for a leader anywhere we can find it, bro, even if it's Herrera.
Herrera's playing center back. That's all I got to say. 61st minute, sub Fellaini coming on for Matic.
Makes sense.
Going long ball.
And Matic can't play a whole game, right?
So yeah.
He's got to come off.
No, totally makes sense. But at the same time, maybe a Rashford. I'd rather see a little more dynamic attack. Fellaini, just not a fan of going down by two. Let's get Fellaini in the game. Seems to be our strategy, and it hasn't been working. So I don't know if the Fellaini ball, we got to adjust our tactics, but coming from behind with him on the pitch hasn't been seemed to work out. We're not getting the crosses into him, and you know, you would like to see at least one goal in the last two games. We're both down two each time Fellaini comes on the field, and he's not even had like a header chance, really.
No, we got one, but that wasn't from him. You're right. You're right. It's like we're bringing in the player to do hoofball. We're not even doing hoofball. So I don't get what's going on there.
Yeah, maybe Rashford. I'd rather see Rashford, someone more dynamic, especially if it didn't work at Brighton. And any place would probably work at Brighton. 65th minute, Lindelof plays a terrible no-look back pass to De Gea, the Iceman. Lindelof, see ya. Gives it away to Dele Alli. Dave scrambles, somehow makes the save. Unreal stuff from De Gea. He was down. Dele Alli went past him, tried to turn back, and he still makes the block. Lindelof, just terrible stuff. Rookie defending. He looked like a liability out there. Looks like he can't play for Manchester United. Get him out, son. Lindelof out. I'm all on board for that.
I mean, he doesn't look like he can hang with the Premier League. I mean, he maybe can play for one of the small clubs, but he ain't a top six player right now, especially after the game he just showed. He just, like, he gets pushed off every ball, and then you have him supposed to be, like, calm and cool, collected back, and you're giving a pass like that, dude, was such a shit play that, yeah, dude, you should be hooked.
Beer League stuff, Lindelof. I'll take you on my Beer League team. 84th minute, that's all she wrote. The dagger, the third goal. Lucas Moura just murks Chris Smalling, takes him inside out. Smalling, rash challenge, gets by him, and then, easy as you like, nails the shot, past Hay on the left-hand side. Lucas Moura, world-class mate, 300 mil.
Dude, we made him look like it, bro. We made it like a PSG
He was crying. He was so happy.
He so couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. This guy didn't have a career, bro, until like Spurs bought it for chump change. And now he's looking like a stud with a brace against Manchester
United. Hey, we need a right winger. How much was he? 14 million?
Yeah. I don't know. I think, yeah, around there. And you know what? We certainly needed a center back because Chris Smalling.
We were linked to him, actually.
We were. We get linked to a lot of their targets. But Chris Smalling, Bambi on ice, dude. Gets beat once, gets beat twice. Sorry, sir. It's not going to work.
And so that's all she wrote. Terrible match. Tough even just talking about it, sir. Our team has to do so much better going forward. A lot of questions to ask about the manager, the board, the players, the tactics, Herrera at center back. I mean, where do you start?
Start with the stats, sir. Possession, man. 57% from United, so that's different tune compared to the 43% with Tottenham.
Yeah, it's almost like Jose switched his tactics to attack, 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 and then Pochettino pulls the Mourinho on Mourinho at Old Trafford, right? Smash and grab, mate.
I mean, he did smash and grab, but that was just like, he took advantage of really poor defending, dude. Schoolboy defending from United, and they did capitalize, so.
And this is the big stat for me, the shots. 23 shots. 5 on target for United, 9 shots total for Tottenham, and 5 on target. If you look at that stat, 23 shots, that's quite a bit. We should have put something away. And I think for every chance that we created, the intensity we had in the first half, for us not to go in one or two up, that was a travesty.
That was a travesty. And then we came out hot in the second half and then gave up a shit goal, dude, off a corner. When, like, Spurs were not on the front foot when they got that corner and got the goal. So I think it was just, I mean, it's more the same, sir. Just defense letting us down. And the offense not capitalizing on opportunities. There weren't a lot of opportunities in the last game, but in this game, there were chances, bro. We needed to score, and we didn't.
Yeah, and looking at expected goals or XG, a new stat here on the pod, this basically calculates all these variables that tell you how many goals each team should have scored based on their chances that they had. And Man United had 1.8 expected goals to Tottenham, who had 1.8 expected goals. So it was pretty even as far as chance creation goes, where those chances were in the box. But United just not finishing. So 3-0 looks terrible. But when you dig a little deeper, look at the stats, it was pretty even, and we just didn't take our chances, sir.
Sir, as a fan who watches the game and doesn't just see a score, right? 2-1 against Brighton. Was it 3-1?
3-1, sir.
That sucked, too.
Come on.
3-0 against Spurs, but the performance was much better, even though we lost by a greater margin to a better team. But, dude, it wasn't our day again. I mean, I hate to say it, but it wasn't our day. You're giving up goals like that, and you're missing chances like we missed, like the Lukaku chance early in the first half. It's not going to bode well for your win probability.
3 points out of 9 possible. United struggling at the moment, but there's some interesting stats here, sir. Manchester United have lost 2 of their opening 3 Premier League games for the first time since 1992, 1993, when they ended up winning the title in the competition's inaugural season. So maybe dealing with crisis early can be a good thing.
Well, man, at the end of the day, dude, it's all about how you respond to it. So we're going to, like we said, we're going to know real quick whether or not this team has anything in it. And, you know, we lose another game. There ain't nothing in it. There's going to be a lot more Sack Mourinho talk. But I think we got to see a big statement game come back. Who we got next? Burnley? We got to bash them, bro.
Burnley, the Builders. This was United boss Jose Mourinho's biggest home defeat in all competitions as a manager. Mourinho has also lost 2 of his opening 3 games in the league for the first time in his career. So Mourinho, out of sorts here. This is not normal for him or any side he's ever managed. Maybe it's because he doesn't have the defenders. Maybe he should have got some more money to buy some defenders. I don't know.
Maybe he lost the dressing room. I mean, that's what people are going
to
say.
Hard to say.
We don't know that. But at the end of the day, they're not playing like a Mourinho team. Because a Mourinho team is always built on really good defense.
And hey.
We don't have it.
It's not all bad, sir. We got to celebrate our 50th home defeat in the Premier League at Old Trafford.
It's amazing we've only lost 50 times in 27 years.
Seems to me that tally is going to get a little higher.
That tally is backloaded, bro, the last 6 years.
All right, we had our American Red Devils match reactions. Herrera at center back, ? That was crazy. Don't know if I ever want to see him play there again.
That's one and done.
Luke Shaw is lit. Luke Shaw was lit on the left-hand side. Great to see him coming to form. And again, it was a tale of two halves here. Looking great in the first half. A lot of opportunities. Just couldn't put them away. And in the second half, just get some epic sports folly music. Some circus music play to those defensive highlights. You know, some whoop, some slipping, whoop.
The Lindelof pass back?
You know,
that
my God.
That almost iced the game in the 65th minute. That was that was unbelievable. So,
and the last point we had was making Mora look world-class, mate. So, yeah, all those sum it up. But let's jump into the match reactions. We had a few reactions from players. Paul Pogba, this is a defeat that we didn't deserve. When you want something, football can be cruel. We have to bounce back. It won't be easy, but it's only the beginning. We're going to continue. You shouldn't be worried. We're Manchester United, and we'll never give up.
Sounds like a captain to me, bro.
These are different words from Paul Pogba. Last week, you know, he's being a little more coy about his agent and where he's going to go, and now he's never giving up. We are Manchester United. So this is more like it from Paul Pogba. I don't know if he kind of set the ship right with Mourinho here, but this is better from him.
This is definitely better from him. I have to hope that the team rallied around wanting to make a big show of this game. You know, they looked like it in the first half. They came out swinging, and they all wanted to win, and they all knew that shit did not break for United. So this is the kind of words you want to see from a player who has a commitment to the team and is going to be there in the long run.
Maybe a future captain? Current captain. Additional comment. Luke Shaw on Twitter. Last night hurt, but I just want to thank the fans for your amazing support. It doesn't go unnoticed. We will bounce back. So great stuff from Luke Shaw. Couldn't agree more. Great attitude from him, and hope he continues to start at left back for United.
We certainly don't need Sandro if he keeps playing like he's playing, bro.
There you go. And then we all loathe him. Jamie Carragher, the great or shitty Liverpool defender. I can't criticize Lindelof because it gets to the stage where I think he's just out of his depth. You actually feel a bit sorry for him, really. He should not be playing at this level. Jones and Smalling, they're not good enough for Manchester United. So
simple as that, bro.
3 out of the 5 center backs we have on our roster, and I have to agree with him, unfortunately. Probably not good enough for Manchester United.
They're not, dude. Lindelof, I mean, he's the one that I give the most leeway to because he's from a new league. He's basically a season and 2 games in. Dude, Jones and Smalling have not been good enough for a long time, you know?
Jones' injury record should have been, you know.
Jones' injury record is enough, and Smalling does gaffes like the third goal, bro. That was a terrible. He should have fucking made that tackle. There's no way that Mora ends up with that ball and scores that goal.
Terrible stuff, but our defense, January, I think we got to drop some bills. Sam Allardyce, he says, when you have 23 shots at your own place and you have not scored, that is not the manager's fault. He set his team out to attack, and they created enough opportunities to win the game, and they got done by pretty poor defending. So,
Big Sam knows, bro.
Big Sam does know. He knows how to keep a team up in the EPL. He's not necessarily the number one manager I listen to, but making sense there. You're at home, 23 shots. He went for it, but at the end of the day, the defense was that. You can't win with defense that is that bad. Probably should have been 5-0 with the Lindelof giveaway and the Modric giveaway as well in the first half. So
it could have really gotten away from us. But dude, I have to agree with Big Sam here. It's like I don't always agree with Mourinho. You know, I don't always like the way we play. I don't like always like the way we line up. But in this game, the team was clearly going for it, trying to score goals on the front foot. It wasn't our day, sir.
It really wasn't our day. On Twitter, at the Ream Styles, we really just revived Lucas Moura's career. Couldn't agree more there. Lucas Moura, if you play in fantasy, I bet a lot of people are picking him up, think he's going to score some goals, but
we'll see.
I have a thought he might fizzle out here.
Yeah, you think?
At Man United Way on Twitter, the Stretford End are singing Jose Mourinho's name and a response by standing in front of them and applauding them. Some great support after a horrible second half. They know the trouble is deeper than just him. I think it was a great gesture from the Stretford End, chanting Mourinho's name. And obviously, it meant a lot to Mourinho, seeing that the fans giving him the support there. And it was actually kind of... That dovetailed into his post-game talk, where I think he was discussing that all the fans don't read the news, and you know a lot of fans support me, and they know kind of what position I'm in. So either some also interpret this as a goodbye, some think this is kind of the end for Mourinho. At the end of the day, I think it's a great gesture from the fans, and Mourinho kind of clapping back.
Dude, you could see it in his face how much he appreciated the gesture. I mean, they were screaming, they were chanting Mourinho's Red Army. And they're all chanting, right? I'm sure a lot of people left, but the people that were down in that corner.
Stretford End, don't leave early. Come on.
Yeah. Well, 3-0 against Spurs, they might. But dude, he was emotionally moved. It was like very clear that like he was just gutted about team performance, and the fans, the hardcores, are there screaming his name, bro, because they know, bro, you got to know he's the best we got right now. At the end of the day, it's like you got to believe in the manager because he's who we have. And when he's officially lost all of our faith, and it is time to sack Mourinho. That is that. But right now, he's still our coach, and it's still August.
He's the number one manager to be fired right now. The odds are pretty much even for Mourinho to get fired before January. So the odds move based on this game, and you know, we'll see. Next tweet, at Mr. Tom McDermott, don't think MUFC will sack Mourinho. Who else can come in and do a better job? He's a master, though, because somehow, after moaning all summer and spending over $400 million, he's made some people feel sorry for him. Tottenham won last night, and they didn't spend a penny in the transfer window. So,
sweet Tom McDermott, what a fucking idiot.
Mr. Tom McDermott is not sympathetic to Mourinho's cause. There's a bunch of Mourinho out. A lot of fans of Mourinho out, actually, and this sounds like one of them. I don't know if you should fire your manager after 3 games. I think you evaluate in November, December. Either way, I do think it's unfair to say this about Mourinho, mainly because the board should have bought some defense. That's on them. And defense has been the number one thing that's held us back the last 2 games.
And damn it, dude. Tottenham ain't doing fuck all this year, bro. They're not going to win the league.
Oh, I heard after this game they're going to win the league.
Lucas Moura is going to score 40 goals, dude. Are you kidding me? It's like they're not going to do dipshit. But at the end of the day, United should be competing for the league. And without making the additions that we needed to make, we probably won't be.
All right, we're going to hear next from Liam Canning on Twitter. I know you're a big believer in Liam. Too many individual errors cost United last night. As soon as the first goal went in, they crumbled. No belief whatsoever to get back into the game. There's also too many players who are at the club. Quite honestly, shouldn't be anywhere near it.
Wonder who he's talking about.
I do think that we actually tried to get back in the game. I just don't think, based on the amount of shots we had, the amount of volume, I just think with players not being fit, we don't know our starting 11. It was kind of hard. It was more individual efforts in the second half, but there are quite a bit of players who shouldn't be anywhere near it, and a couple of those are defenders.
I think most of those are defenders, unfortunately. So
yeah, you got a Darmian in there, you got a Smalling, you got a Jones, got a Lindelof. Shaw's definitely worth it.
Valencia's still worth it, you know.
Young, you know, you could flip a coin there. too much riffraff in the roster for Manchester United. I mean, biggest football club in the world needs to have some world beaters at every position here.
Couldn't agree more, sir.
Looking at some more stats here, United, after playing three games over the last 6 years, two seasons, 16-17, 17-18, we had 9 points from three games, both with Mourinho. Interesting enough.
Which is the best tally, by the way.
Which is the best tally. LVG comes in third, 15-16 with 7. Sir Alex, 12-13 with 6. Moyes, 13-14 with 4. And that was a rough start for Moyes, David Moyes. And then we have 18-19 with Mourinho with 3. And then 14-15, LVG with 2.
Oof, 14-15. You guys remember that? Remember that year?
Yeah. So, you know, Mourinho's on the board, a lot up top. This is clearly not his best start to the season, but for those of you saying he's the worst manager, seeing that twice he's led the board, winning 3 of 3 over all the other managers, including Sir Alex, I would say he hasn't done a terrible job so far, and there's a lot more to play for this season. I know there's a lot of people who want Mourinho out, but he has been a good manager for us over the past, you know, compared to the past 6 years.
He has, dude. I mean, removed the Ferguson winning in 2013. He's an upgrade from LVG, bro, and he's certainly an upgrade from Moyes. So we don't have a good start, but it's way too early in the season for Mourinho out. We might be there in December. I might get there. You know, we might be playing so shit, be 6th, 7th in the league, that, yeah, you pull Mourinho, let Carrick run the ship for the rest of the year, see what happens. But, dude, it's August. We got to chill out. I mean, there's still, like, he can still make something out of this season. All is not lost.
And I think with everyone getting better, there's going to be more parity up top. I don't think anyone's going to run away with the league. So let's just grind it back. Let's get some back. City drop points. Clearly, we're not in a relegation battle as of yet. It's like, let's just, hey, on to the next one. Burnley, 3 points. Go from there. Let everyone else play their game. Moving on, United in the news. Manchester United reveal pink away shirt per ESPN. I've seen it. Not that big of a fan. Not that big of a fan, sir. What do you think of the pink away shirt here?
Sir, it's better than the Greg kit from last year. I mean,
I don't know. I like the Greg kit, the Crystal Palace away win. You know, kind of endearing, right?
Well, let's win some big games in pink, and then you'll be all about the pink, because that gray was ugly as shit. And the pink...
Adidas, that's all I got to say. Adidas kind of missing the mark for the biggest club in the world.
That's kind of removed of it.
Yeah, it's up to them to release the kits.
Adidas has no creativity, bro. What do the Germans know about making anything interesting?
Hashtag Chevrolet. All right, next game. Man United's Mitchell returns to Hearts for a season-long loan per Sky Sports.
And extended his contract to United.
Yeah, great stuff. Mitchell featured in the preseason. And, you know, just keeping you updated with kind of the loan moves for the youngsters. Can't wait to see him back in United shirt.
Sir, I see him as like kind of in the Lingard mode. You know, I think he's 22, maybe going on 23. He's a little bit on the slight side, but he's always shown like he's a very crafty player, very technically talented. So I hope this is good. I hope he does well and then comes back and is fighting for one of those left back spots.
Next article. This comes from Sky Sports. Shaw, our dressing room is United. So Luke Shaw coming out dispelling any rumors of unrest in the United dressing room. Again, it's hard to... There's fake news and there's fake news. United dressing room, unrest. United dressing room, United. Hard to say, sir. But I've heard reports on both sides. Just got to ignore the noise. Focus on how the team performed. And at Tottenham, Jose got him to turn up. So.
And Burnley will be telling, bro, because... The players are going to know how much pressure Mourinho is under, right? From the board, from the fans, from the papers. And they're going to know that they need to step up and win big time at Burnley to shut everybody down, let them know that, like, this is the team that's going to perform. Our manager, we believe in him. So just watch the space, bro, because the weekend's going to be fucking telling.
Next article, Euro Papers, Martial offers rejected, and this is despite being dropped at the weekend. It appears that offers for Martial, I want to say AC Milan was in there, have been rejected by United. So Martial not featuring on the bench.
And I heard rumor that they were trying to get him to sign a 5-year extension, bro.
Yeah, hard to say with Anthony Martial. I mean, we saw him play. He looked like at Brighton. He looked dog shit. So I think he's a great talent for some reason he's not playing up to his up to full speed here. I don't know if it's his baby mama, whatever. Martial, pick up your game, mate. Get back on the bench.
Yeah, bro. We'll see. I mean, he needs right place, right time, right conditions for him to step up. Last 20
I say sell him. Sell him. I don't think he's going to come back. I mean, you're really a pro Martial guy? Like, there's these Martial super fans.
No, I'm not. Dude, I'm not.
I just, he's not
I
worth
am not one
with.
Of those people. I'm just saying is that, like.
Get a winger in. Right winger. Get rid of Martial. Swap him. You know,
heard it here first, dude. John's got. Yeah, I mean, if we can get someone good, bro. By the end of the day, he's got 1 year in his contract left. And he's still young, and he
didn't make the French team.
Yeah, that's a stacked French team in that position, bro. But he's skunk in the locker room. You know, if that's what's happening now, if he doesn't want to play for the team, we'll see what happens next time he gets some minutes. But didn't look good last game.
And speaking of the fake news, we have two sources here on Jose in or out. So Sky Sports headline says Jose maintains backing of United board. And then the Daily Mail, obviously Sky is a little more reputable here, but the Daily Mail says, Jose Mourinho has one loss from the sack. Manchester United players and staff believe manager could get the chop if team lose at Burnley. So there you have it. One saying Jose's backed. The other saying, hey, it's all on Burnley. If he loses, he is out. If he wins, he is in, sir. What do you make of this? You think if he loses against Burnley, he's out?
Bro, we're not like in the relegation battle. It's like, I think that's bogus, but.
I don't think there's any chance you lose at Burnley?
You lose 3-0 to Burnley and like nobody shows up.
Complete the treble, Brighton, Tottenham, Burnley.
Yeah, losing like the treble of three great losses. I think like if you show up and it's a dismal display, right? The only way this would ever happen is if you lose, but you also lose in the most like unconvincing fashion ever. Everyone's walking. No one shows up for the manager. Then it's like obvious that he's lost the dressing room and you probably just have to get rid of him. But I find it hard to believe. You know, if it's what you lose 1-0 to Burnley, they're not sacking Mourinho.
I think big win here against Burnley. Players got to come up for it. If we play the same way in the first half, maybe without Herrera at center back against Burnley, like we did against Tottenham.
Hey, we didn't give anybody goals in the first half.
Yeah, we'll do well. We'll do well. But given this whole Mourinho in, Mourinho out, we've had people tweeting us, haterade, like, how could you like Mourinho? How could you defend Mourinho? You're losing your mind here on the pod. And my understanding with Mourinho is you're not going to win the title necessarily by firing him 3 games or 4 games in and bringing like Zidane in. It's like, it's a year-to-year plan. So I view manager changes shouldn't be multiple in a season, like, you know, the lower table sides, like the West Hams of the world. I think you should have a manager for a season if you're United. And it's really the big summer window that you're kind of giving to a new manager. So if Mourinho's going to be out, he's going to be gone in the spring, and new manager's going to come in, and he's going to do the summer business.
Right.
And so I view it as backing a manager for a season. So I don't see too much. It's not like we're going to get someone in, a new manager like Martinez, and then turn the team around like instantly. It's going to take time. This is a rebuilding season. So I'm probably more Mourinho in just not to make a rash decision. Now, I do know why a lot of fans don't like Mourinho and think he sucks. Like, he's blown up Chelsea, United, we look like shit. And he's playing Herrera at center back. There's valid reasons why you would want him out. But again, getting him out now, is that going to make us better?
What's the upside, dude? What's the upside in getting Mourinho out now? We're going to win the league?
Like, also, who's better? I mean, who could we hire that's better? Zidane? I mean, Ronaldo. He had all these, like, worldly players. Exactly. We don't have any of that. Like, it's like, if you look at the team we have, who else can get, you know?
Sir, so
his adjustments look good against Tottenham.
We were hearing about Zidane, and then Zidane probably talked about how much money he would need to spend in order to win the league, the Champions League. And now we're getting linked to Roberto fucking Martinez, bro. So, like, that's what United fans should keep in mind. I am not a Mourinho out guy because it's August and we're Manchester United and we don't need to like switch out managers between now and the end of the season to try and stay up, right? Give Mourinho at least to December. If it's obvious by now that he's lost the dressing room, we're complete shambles. Maybe you whack him in January, you bring in another
coach. It didn't look like it, right? It didn't, like, that performance against Tottenham didn't look like it. It looked like the team was re-energized. Everyone's behind him. There's no more Pogba to Barca rumors. Pogba's saying what he needs to say. Mourinho's saying what he needs to say. He's coming out and, like, you know, clapping up the fans, telling them that everyone's trying, that they tried to attack, that they gave an effort trying to win that match. And I actually agree with everything he says. Now, I do think that maybe I will enjoy Manchester United more when we have a different manager who's attacking minded. Yes, I agree with that. But what do we do now? It's three games in. Let's just focus on giving him the season, giving him a chance, backing the manager, something Fergie famously said, back the manager for the season and see, like you said, how is it going in December? And if we're in top four, you know, if we're in title contention, you don't know. You don't know how it's going to go. Right now, everyone thinks Tottenham's going to win, and I could probably make a guess, they're not going to.
Tottenham ain't winning shit, bro.
All right, but get into our fan poll here on the topic, and this is how tight it is. We asked, should Mourinho be sacked? Let us know what the fans want. After 83 votes today, 51% Mourinho in, 49% Mourinho out. So
Jesus, it's like an American election.
It's like the faction is, the fans are divided here. And the Mourinho out, people are very loud, very vocal. And Mourinho in are more reserved because it's a timing thing. It's not the fact that I love Mourinho and I love him playing Fellaini hoofball and I want him to play defensive away at Sevilla. It's not that. It's just that what, who else? How is that going to help the team? If you fire him, I don't think we're going to be better.
We're not, bro. I mean, big clubs do not fire their managers in August unless there's a scandal, right? Unless he's like match fixing or like selling Manchester United gear out of the back door, dude. You don't fire a manager in August.
Or if he just told Pogba to fuck off, like then.
Or Woodward to fuck off.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But like right now, dude, it's like, we'll see what happens. I'm not saying in December, American Red Devils will not be Mourinho out. But right now, it's like, it's way too early to be like, let's sack our manager. We got like 35 games left in the Premier League and every other cup to go. Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, and I have to be honest, I kind of feel bad for Mourinho here. He didn't get the players he wanted. I do think his attitude in preseason was his bad. He should not have done that.
He thought it would work and it didn't, right?
Yeah, he thought he could like kind of troll the board into buying players. It didn't work. Now he has the right attitude and he's kind of banding together, making it about the press, you know, similar to Sir Alex. So I could see after the Brighton loss, everyone batting down the hatches. Mourinho got the team behind him, and they came with a great strategy and tried to win against Tottenham. And I'm sure he's going to do the same. So as long as his team is still fighting for him, then I'm Mourinho in.
Mourinho in for now.
He's the number one favorite manager to be sacked. I think we should focus more on Burnley, then Mourinho in and out. But hey, you know the drama, the discord out there in the Twitterverse.
Sell those papers, baby.
Things are looking ugly. A lot of drama at United, as always.
Blood in the streets, dude.
You know, but hey, we'll be getting you a preview pod for the Burnley match, most likely on Thursday. And as always, we'll be kicking a blue, sir.
Kicking a blue.
Beckham, Chelsea 2.